All right, welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. You know, we've been talking about doing this one for a while. The moon landing. Did it happen? Well, we're going to examine this YouTube video that claims to have smoking gun evidence that says that it was all a big hoax. The title of the video is pretty dramatic: Moon Landing Fraud, Deathbed Confession, MM16. Features this guy, Gene Gilmore. And he claims that his dying father confessed to actually witnessing a staged moon landing. So let's dive in and see if his story holds any water.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's so interesting about this video is that the whole thing really hinges on a secondhand account. Gilmore is basing everything on what his father, Cyrus Eugene Akers, supposedly told him, like, right before he died.
Right. So Gilmore says his father was stationed at Cannon Air Force Base, like, back in 1968. He was a military policeman.
Right.
And on his deathbed, you know, he confesses to seeing the whole moon landing fate inside this giant hangar made to look like the surface of the moon. He even goes on to describe this very elaborate lunar landscape set, you know, complete with like a lunar lander prop.
And then he does something interesting. He actually gives us a list of 15 names. These are the only people his father claimed were allowed on set. And get this, under President Johnson's direct order, Gilmore even claims to have been able to actually verify some of the names.
Okay, hold on a sec. Something about this giant set being totally dismantled.
Yeah.
You know, after they're done with it. And the whole area just restored back to its original state like nothing happened. It just feels a little off to me. Don't you think there would be some trace of an operation that big? You know, even whispers or rumors or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really great point. Construction on that scale would be almost impossible to erase completely. Just think about the logistics of something like that. We're talking about a massive undertaking involving hundreds, if not thousands, of people. It's pretty hard to imagine keeping a secret like that.
Yeah.
Especially for this long.
Yeah, and think about the technology, too. Like, to fake a live broadcast that was watched by millions and millions of people around the world, and a set convincing enough to fool experts to this day. I mean, the resources they would need would be just astronomical.
Right. And don't you think that other countries, especially those in direct competition with the U.S., you know, wouldn't they have jumped at the chance to expose this if it were true?
Right. They definitely had the ability to track the Apollo spacecraft. They would not have hesitated to discredit the U.S. on a global stage.
Exactly.
So we're kind of seeing some cracks in Gilmore's story already.
Yeah.
But what about this Bart Sibrel guy? You know, the one who actually uploaded the video.
Well, he's a well-known figure when it comes to all these moon landing conspiracy theories. He's pretty much dedicated his entire career to promoting the idea that the moon landing was faked. He's even gone as far as confronting astronauts and demanding that they swear on the Bible that they walked on the moon.
Wow, that's a little extreme. I wonder what motivates someone to go to those lengths.
Right.
I mean, it does raise a red flag, right? If the person who's promoting this story is already known for pushing these kinds of conspiracy theories, you know, we need to be super careful about taking anything in this video as, like, you know, solid evidence.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, before we jump to any conclusions, let's take a look at the evidence Gilmore actually presents. Like, he points to Cannon Air Force Base's own website, which actually does mention that President Johnson, the lunar lander, and the astronauts were all at the base at some point. And he also claims that he's found evidence online of some construction happening around that time, which supposedly supports his father's account of this set being built there.
Okay, but I mean, just because someone was at a certain place at a certain time, I mean, that doesn't automatically prove there was a conspiracy going on, right?
Exactly.
There could be a perfectly reasonable explanation for those facts that have nothing to do with the staged moon landing. What other evidence does he offer?
Well, he actually shows pictures of his father's military ID and also his grave marker to basically prove that he did exist and, you know, that he served in the military.
But that just proves that he was in the military. I mean, that doesn't back up any of the claims about the staged moon landing.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so we've got a very captivating story. We've got a source who is known for promoting conspiracy theories and some pretty shaky evidence. Where do we go from here?
Well, now that we've kind of laid out the basics of Gilmore's story and kind of poked a few holes in it, maybe it's time to take a look at what his story, whether or not it's true, what it can tell us about why people believe in conspiracy theories in the first place, and maybe even more importantly, how you can protect yourself from falling prey to misinformation. Welcome back. Now, you might be wondering, like, why do we even bother dissecting stories like this? I mean, the moon landing happened, like, over 50 years ago, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, these conspiracy theories about these big historical events, they often tap into these anxieties and this mistrust that I think we all feel from time to time.
Yeah, so you're saying that people are drawn to these theories because they provide, like,
yeah,
a sense of control. like a way to make sense of things that seem really confusing or scary.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. The idea of a staged moon landing, as far-fetched as it might seem, well, it offers a simple explanation for something that is incredibly complex. Mm. It suggests that there's this hidden hand controlling everything, like this group of powerful individuals who are manipulating events behind the scenes. And for some people, that's more comforting than accepting the vastness and the uncertainty of the universe.
Right. It's like choosing a simple lie over a complicated truth.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And it's healthy to question authority, to challenge the narrative. But it's also important to remember that this blind belief without any real evidence can lead you down a dangerous path.
So how do we strike a balance then? Like, how do we encourage critical thinking without falling into this trap of believing everything we see online?
That is the million-dollar question. You know, part of the solution lies in really building those media literacy skills. It's kind of like, would you take medical advice from a chef? Probably not. So evaluating sources, kind of like checking their credentials. Before you just believe everything they say, we need to be able to like evaluate information critically, understand how media is produced and consumed, and recognize how bias can influence the information that we encounter.
So it sounds like we need this whole new set of skills to navigate the digital world. It's not enough to just be able to read and write anymore. We actually have to know how to decode and deconstruct all the information that's coming at us all the time.
Exactly. You got it. You have to become an active and informed participant in the digital world. You're not just protecting yourself from falsehoods. You're actually empowering yourself to understand how information shapes your perceptions, your beliefs, even your actions.
Let's go back to Gilmore for a second and his claims about all those unsettling experiences he had after sharing this story, like the break-ins, men in black suits, threats against his family. I mean, whether or not those things actually happen, there is a really important point about what can happen when you challenge like these powerful institutions or just the dominant narratives.
Yeah, that's a good point. Gilmore's story, true or not, it highlights a very real fear that a lot of people have. When they go up against those in power, they're afraid of being silenced, discredited, or even harmed for speaking out.
And that fear, that can be a really, really powerful thing, right? It can stop people from sharing their stories, challenging injustice, or even just asking questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we should defend everyone's right to express themselves freely, even if we disagree with them.
Yeah.
It's about having an open and respectful debate.
Yeah.
Just like we're doing right here.
Exactly. Silencing these dissenting voices, even if they're fringe or a little out there, it just weakens the foundations of a free society. It's interesting that we started by looking at this YouTube video about this moon landing conspiracy theory. And now we're talking about these really big ideas, information, power, and the critical thinking skills you need to navigate the digital age.
We're not done yet either. When we come back, we're going to give you some actual strategies and resources so you can sharpen those media literacy skills and spot misinformation from a mile away. All right, so we've talked about how important media literacy and critical thinking are, especially in this day and age where we're just bombarded with information all the time. But let's get practical. What can our listeners actually do to be more discerning about the information they're taking in? You know, give us the tips and tricks to help us navigate this crazy world of information.
Well, I'm glad you asked, because there are actually some pretty simple strategies you can use to really sharpen those media literacy skills. One of the most basic things you can do is to always consider the source. Like, who's presenting the information and what's their motivation? Are they known for being accurate and objective, or do they have a history of, you know, pushing biased or even misleading content?
So it's like checking references for someone before you hire them.
Right. Exactly.
Just because somebody has a platform or a big following doesn't mean they're a reliable source of information.
Exactly. And it's not always about intentional deception either. Sometimes bias can be unintentional or even unconscious. So that's why it's so important to get multiple perspectives on any issue, especially if it's something controversial or, you know, really emotionally charged. Don't just rely on one article or one video to form your opinion.
So you're saying I should get out of my comfort zone a little bit and look for information that challenges my perspective.
Yeah. I mean, it can be uncomfortable, but it's also super rewarding because when you expose yourself to different viewpoints, you get a much more balanced understanding of the issue and you avoid falling into these echo chambers where you're only hearing from people who already agree with you.
I see. Yeah, that makes sense. So besides checking the source, what are some other red flags we should look out for?
Pay attention to the language being used. Is it really inflammatory or emotionally charged? Are there logical fallacies, like those clickbait headlines designed to trigger outrage or fear? Are there any manipulative techniques being used?
You know, now that you mention it, I've definitely fallen for those clickbait headlines before. They're like digital traps.
I know, they really are. They're designed to grab your attention, but often at the expense of accuracy. And here's another one. Be wary of information that just seems too good to be true, or that confirms your biases a little too perfectly. It's easy to fall into that trap of believing what we want to believe.
I guess that's just human nature. We all want to be right.
Yeah, of course. But that's where critical thinking comes in. You have to be willing to question your own assumptions and look for evidence even if it challenges what you already believe. Remember, healthy skepticism is your friend.
So where can we go to find reliable information then? And like, how can we even develop these critical thinking skills? It feels like there's so much information out there, it's hard to know where to even start.
Well, luckily, there are some amazing organizations out there dedicated to promoting media literacy and fact-checking. One that comes to mind is the News Literacy Project. They have a ton of resources, like lesson plans, articles, even games that teach you how to evaluate information effectively.
That sounds like a fun way to learn. We'll be sure to include a link to their website in the show notes.
Perfect. And of course, there are always those fact-checking websites, like Snopes and PolitiFact. They can help you verify those questionable claims or stories you see online.
Those are definitely must-haves these days.
Definitely. And one last piece of advice. Don't be afraid to engage in some respectful dialogue with people who hold different viewpoints. I know it's tempting to dismiss people you disagree with, but often there's a lot more nuance to an issue than we realize.
So it's about trying to understand where the other person is coming from, even if you don't agree with them.
Exactly. You might even learn something new in the process. You know, it's been a really interesting conversation. We started by dissecting this conspiracy theory, and now we're talking about the broader challenges of navigating information in this digital age.
Yeah, it's a lot to think about, but our listeners are smart. They can handle it.
They can.
And remember, critical thinking is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. The more you practice evaluating sources, identifying bias, seeking out those adverse perspectives, the better equipped you'll be to handle whatever this crazy digital world throws at you.
Yeah, it's an ongoing journey for sure, and this digital world is constantly evolving. But by staying curious, questioning what you see and hear, and approaching information with that healthy skepticism, you will become a more informed and engaged citizen.
And for our listeners who are ready to start that journey of media literacy, we have tons of resources for you. Just check out the show notes.
And keep those minds curious and those critical thinking caps on.
Until next time, happy deep diving, everyone.